Governor Gavin Newsom traveled to the Ford Greenfield Labs in Palo Alto Wednesday to talk about his plans to ramp up California's zero-emission future.
It's time to move forward with an oil-free future in California. We see that bright light, and California is going to make sure we ignite it for the rest of the globe.
Newsom spoke at a news conference broadcast on his YouTube channel, though the sound quality was not perfect. He's proposing to spend $6.1 billion to accelerate the move to zero-emission vehicles. That's on top of last year's budget funding for a total of $10 billion.
We have the opportunity, as the mayor said, to be part of one of the broadest and most dynamic transformations of our economy in modern times. You want to be big? Many have said you got to be big in big things. This is a big thing. This is a big deal.
Newsom says more than half of California's greenhouse gas emissions are linked to transportation and oil extraction. He says his plan will address the climate crisis in California and beyond.
Extreme weather, extreme drought. The hot's getting a lot hotter. The dry's getting drier. The wet's getting wetter with all these atmospheric rivers. California's on the tip of the spear in terms of the effects of climate change and extremes, but we also are in the leading edge of innovation, leading edge of addressing with a resilient mindset these anxieties, not just for the country, but for the globe more broadly.
The state already has a goal of having all new cars be zero emission by the year 2035. The new plan includes $665 million in rebates for low-income residents, as well as money for charging stations and manufacturer incentives. The zero-emission vehicle plan is part of a larger, nearly $38 billion proposal to address climate change on multiple fronts.
$37.6 billion, if we're successful broadly in this year's budget, to invest in the climate space to future-proof the state of California. Give me a country investing that kind of money. There's certainly no subnational that's doing that. And I imagine only a couple of countries in the world, and I'm assuming when the budget is successfully passed with the enhancement under BBB or whatever version they put out through the president's leadership, that the United States will take the mantle of leadership once again. But California, in the absence of that, is going to lean into the future and is going to continue this transformation.
Newsom was joined by local elected officials and advocates. Alvaro Sanchez is the vice president of the nonprofit Greenlining Institute, a group that works on economic opportunities for communities of color. He praises the plan's focus on equity.
Ultimately, this isn't just about fighting climate change and reducing pollution. It's also about removing barriers so that everyone, not just the privileged few, can benefit from this clean energy technology. Because if we do anything less, we would be creating new frontiers of redlining.
The fate of Newsom's zero-emission vehicle plan, along with the rest of his proposed budget, is now in the hands of the legislature, which will be debating the budget over the coming months. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.